Speaking of sports, let's find out what's going on in today's sports. Dave Jarvis has it for us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you. Wesley Matthews scored 21 points last night to lead a balanced effort as Portland bounced Sacramento 107-102. Matthews says they were able to pick up their play when the Kings made a run from behind.
Play tough the whole game. You know, we got stretched out in the end of the first. What is it, a 10-point lead, something like that. And you know, they came back at us in the third quarter, and it was a battle from then on.
LaMarcus Aldridge racked up 20 points and 10 rebounds for Portland, which had six players scoring double figures. Blazers had lost three of their last four. Other winners in the NBA last night were Atlanta, Golden State, San Antonio, Boston, New York, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Denver, and the Clippers. You just heard we've got Duck basketball coming your way this afternoon. It's 5 o'clock pregame, 5:30 tip-off, Oregon at Arizona State. Playoffs bracket got underway yesterday in 2A and 1A play, advancing to the second round of the semifinals in the 2A. Enterprise, Weston Mennonite, Central Lynn, and Napa, while in the 1A bracket, McKenzie, Siletz Valley, the Triad, and Horizon Christian all advanced. And play begins today in boys 3A as well as girls 3A, 2A, and 1A brackets. 4A, 5A, 6A, they all play their first round this coming Friday, and we will be over at Bend for their game against Marist, 7 o'clock tip time in that contest. After dismissing leading rebounder Brandon Davies the day before, third-ranked BYU was upset last night, 82-64 by New Mexico. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Davies was let go from the team after admitting to having sex with his girlfriend. Premarital sex is a violation of the BYU honor code and hence the dismissal. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.
All right. People wonder if BYU is going to be able to hold on to their rankings with this honor code.
Well, they may not be able to, but the point is it is an honor code, and not a single athlete is surprised by it when they go in there. They know right up front that these are the requirements, and they agree to live by them. So nobody's making them go there and saying, well, gee, here's something, surprise, surprise, surprise. So it's refreshing to see a college program, and I went to BYU, full disclosure here. It's refreshing to see a college program say, you're going to live up to the promises that you made, or you're not going to play.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. It's coming up just about time to check in with Lori Robb and see what's happening with our news today. Hey, Lori. All right, looking forward to it. Your local news coming your way after Fox News. It's right now 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Skyview traffic and forecast today. Looks like we've got no problems locally as far as getting around town goes. Headed out of town, chains or traction tires are still required on the Sandy Am Pass today. Our forecast. Currently 27 in Madras, 28 in Redmond, and 20 degrees in Bend.